The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome to the show, folks. We say praise, we say man. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon here on January 17th, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host for this live show. I'm up in North Dakota. The broadcast base is down in Round Rock, Texas, where RBN is located. And you're welcome to call into the show at 800-313-9443. And as we approach the question of the Trump phenomenon over the last 24 hours, good place to start, as always, the president's direct pipeline to us, which is his tweets. And it's been another eventful day. You may have enjoyed the letter that Donald Trump sent to Nancy Pelosi today. It was kind of maybe the highlight of the day, in which Donald Trump caught Nancy Pelosi. He wrong-footed Nancy Pelosi just an hour before she was scheduled to depart with an entourage of her fellow demon rat Congress critters. And they were going to go off to Egypt. Where were they going? Egypt, Afghanistan, and somewhere else. Third location there in the Mediterranean area. Supposedly a fact-finding junket. And the president, who's in command of the military air that the Congress creatures travel on, grounded it. He said, "You're not taking off. You're not going on my planes." So that was, we were treated to the great spectacle of a bus, an Air Force bus, standing next to the Congressional office building, and the congressmen, including little Adam Schiff, are sitting there thinking they're on their way to the Andrews Air Force Base, and they're on their way to their junket, and they're unaware that Nancy Pelosi has been sent a letter saying, "No, you're not." They had to file off the bus. It was beautiful. Let's see how we're doing with tweets here. Oh, we've got a tweet from the president just 28 minutes ago. And this tweet that says, "Thank you to Amy Kramer, Women for Trump co-founder, for doing such a great interview with Martha McCallum. And by the way, women have the lowest unemployment numbers in many decades, at the highest pay ever. Proud of that." That's from your president 29 minutes ago. So he's tweeting away as we speak here on this show. And let's take a peek at some other tweets today. He says he retweeted some people. So we'll have some retweets here. the left. Oh, well, here, let's go even earlier. There are now 77 major walls built around the world, with 45 countries planning or building walls. Over 800 miles of walls have been built in Europe since only 2015. They have all been recognized as close to 100% successful. Stop the crime at our southern border! Exclamation mark. Then he tweets, it is becoming more and more obvious that the radical Democrats are a party of open borders and crime. They want nothing to do with the major humanitarian crisis on our southern border. Hashtag 2020. The left, he writes 12 hours ago, has become, so that would be this morning, the left has become totally unhinged. They no longer care what is right for our country. And, you know, one of the things I like about our president's tweets is that just as the flubs and goofs on this radio show announced to you, it's a live show. The president's flubs and errors here and there scattered around among his posts demonstrate it's really him. It's really our president who's tweeting directly to us. It's not going through a team of editors who are reviewing each tweet or ghostwriters who are writing each tweet, because these people would all be very polished. They'd never make a spelling error, as the president just did in this last post, where he says the left has become totally unhinged. They no longer care what is right for our country. And then just, you know, a flub of the fingers there as he's typing on whatever he's typing on. He repeats a couple letters in the word country. So that gives it, that's like a thumbprint that tells us this really is our president. Then he says, here's the next tweet, 11 hours ago. So funny to watch Schumer groveling. He called for the firing of bad cop James Comey many times. And then in all caps, until I fired him. Exclamation mark. Then he retweets someone named Lori Hendry. I don't know her, but she's replying to Donald Trump, and she says they are eaten alive by hate for our president and his voters. This, of course, would be the demon rats. They care more about illegal immigrants than they do for American citizens. Look no further than California redirecting money away from U.S. citizens to illegal immigrants. Thank you for putting America first, Mr. President. Nice tweet from Lori Hendry. And then the president writes, well, he retweets, I am doing exactly what I pledged to do and what I was elected to do by the citizens of our great country. Just as I promised, I am fighting for you. And then another retweet that he just put up. So it's, I guess it is, you know, today, of course. For decades, politicians promised to secure the border, fix our trade deals, bring back our factories, get tough on China, move the embassy to Jerusalem, make NATO pay their fair share, and so much else, only to do nothing or worse. And then we get to the most recent tweet, which is now 33 minutes ago, complimenting an interview by Martha McCallum and the leader, Amy Kramer, of Women for Trump. So there we go. And here, let me update. See if since the president is seated at whatever device he tweets at. Okay, we'll keep you posted. We'll watch for new tweets, late breaking tweets from the president. And I'm going to go take a look at my caller board here to see if are there any tweets from you folks out there at 800-313-9443. Nobody on the board as I speak, so lines are open. You're welcome to join the show. Oh, you know, I forgot to mention something last night, which I had forgotten the night before, and now I'm remembering it. I see it here in my notes. Note to self about the magnificence of the man, Donald Trump. Forbes, not, I'll bet you haven't heard this fact unless you read Breitbart as closely as I do, or study Fox in the evening as much as I do. The Donald Trump, this bad, bad person that we've elected for president, the Forbes writes an article on how his finances have fared as a result of being president. How many billions of dollars has Donald Trump made with his fame, his power as president, the colluding president, scheming with the Vladimir Putin, the evil Vladimir? How many billions has Donald Trump made? Well, Forbes calculates the number. Donald Trump, in 2 years, has lost at least $400 million of his net worth. He has sacrificed. He's given up. He's walked away from in order to be president. That's right. And this is during the boom that he created, which, were he not to have run for office, were he to have continued just as the billionaire, super successful businessman that he was before he sacrificed his career to serve as our president at no pay, by the way, folks. He donates his, the mass media doesn't tell you this every month either, do they, that he donates his pay to charities. Had he continued as a businessman, if some other person had run for the presidency and had done as well with our economy as Donald Trump has done, how much money would Donald Trump's enterprises have made? How many, not there, there's a question, there's a valid question. How many billions of dollars would Donald Trump have made in the boom economy of the last 2 years? Well, he would have made a lot. He would have made billions, certainly plural billions of dollars. Just any old run-of-the-mill index stock and so on is up 20% or more. So he's lost $400 million. And has he ever mentioned that? I haven't heard him mention it. The public doesn't even know it. And, of course, the lamestream, lying, fake news media will not repeat the authoritative article by Forbes documenting the fact that the president has sacrificed. I mean, when's the last time you or I gave $400 million to the cause of our nation? That's what the president has done. So that's a measure of the man. He is, in fact, the great man that we regard him as being. Let's see. I forgot to mention that statistic. Let's see what's leading here over on my favorite news site, Breitbart, which keeps getting better. Oh, well, you know, I weighed in on Lindsey Graham in last night's show. I really reacted harshly to Lindsey Graham. Well, and he's at it again today. You know, who knows what floats Lindsey Graham's boat? But he's certainly, one trait he has is he's a pop-off artist. He somehow is so self-important that he thinks he has to propound on any subject, and he knows more than anybody else. So yesterday, four Americans die. I think two soldiers and was it two contractors? I don't know the details. Sorry. But four Americans die in a terrorist explosion in Syria. And On the same day, Lindsey Graham says, and he's understood to have said this, that's, you know, what you say is what people understand you to say, and Lindsey Graham knows this, and he hasn't changed it or clarified it, that he meant otherwise. He said that Donald Trump, by announcing we're leaving Syria, had ignited the enthusiasm, that's the word he used, the enthusiasm of the terrorists in Syria, whatever the hell they call themselves, you know, the ISIS or whatever the evildoers are called, had been incited by Donald Trump. And that's why those four Americans died in an awful explosion in a cafe. You know, you can see it's on a actually congested city street, which is not where U.S. troops belong, in a cafe with passersby outside of unknown description. It's not the place you would normally find a U.S. military unit. And for the very reason that their death illustrates, the U.S. military belongs in its own secure compound. With a perimeter. So these guys, brave guys, I have no idea. I'm not like going to be like Lindsey Graham and not knowing what the hell I'm talking about, criticize anybody involved there. So they probably were taking a big risk being there, and it was probably for a very good reason. And it didn't work. And that's not Donald Trump's fault. That's not Donald Trump who blew them up. But that's what Lindsey Graham, you know, I mean, you know, and as I said yesterday, with a friend like that, who needs enemies? Well, now Lindsey Graham pops off again. He must have had another bad night. So this morning he woke up, and now he's calling Donald Trump. I said it was wonderful. You know, Nancy Pelosi's team having to get off the bus. And that's just beautiful. A stroke of genius by Donald Trump. If you got to hear the letter he wrote to Pelosi, maybe we'll get a chance to read it on the show here. Brilliant, brilliantly written letter from Trump to Pelosi. But Lindsey Graham, Lindsey Graham knows better. He knows better. And so he is, he says that writing that letter to Pelosi was inappropriate. And he said one sophomoric response, meaning Pelosi's letter to Trump saying, don't come to the State of the Union address, does not deserve another sophomoric response, which is in Lindsey Graham's sanctimonious words, the other sophomoric response. Ah, that's pathetic. You don't. And Lindsey Graham illustrates the worst of the Republican Party. That is the gang that can't shoot straight, that can't stay in formation. Graham was in the military, but what kind of military was he in? He was a lawyer. He fought in courtrooms. Anyway, got a bronze star. How do you do that? You got a bronze star for fighting in courtrooms. That's inappropriate, Lindsey. And that is sophomoric and egomaniacal. I wonder how hard he agitated to get that bronze star. We'll be right back after this break.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And to hear a couple more headlines to contemplate tonight. The, here we go. Trump denies military aircraft for Nancy Pelosi's foreign trip during shutdown. President Donald Trump sent a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday today, demanding that she cancel her upcoming trip to Europe and the Middle East. And then here's his language. The president writes, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. He wrote, informing the speaker that she could reschedule the week-long trip abroad when the shutdown was over. The president used a similar tone to Pelosi's letter sent on Wednesday, urging him to cancel his State of the Union speech on January 29th. So, again, the great counterpuncher comes back with a great counterpunch to Nancy Pelosi's kick to the nuts you know, unprecedented, unheard of, unimaginable, but not from Nancy Pelosi or her sidekick, Chuck Schumer. I mean, what kind of a demon rat is she? And by the way, folks, I am just delighted that she's in charge of the Democrat Party. That is such good news. She and Chuck Schumer, that pair, that American Gothic pair that stood in behind the podium at the White House to give their reply to Donald Trump. Well, where were they? Where was that podium? Well, wherever they were, that pathetic pair. I love that leadership. I love that they are the leadership of the Democrat Party, because that's truthful. That's honest. He said, I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Ooh. He offered Pelosi the chance over to allow her to make the trip by flying on commercial flights instead of a taxpayer-funded military jet. Obviously, he writes, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. Oh, here's the letter. The letter's below. It's beautiful. Let's see if there's another sentence we want to put in here. I look forward to seeing you soon, and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous southern border finally receive the attention, funding, and security it so desperately deserves. Sincerely, Donald Trump. on that White House letterhead. Beautiful. Couldn't happen to a nicer gal than Nancy Pelosi, who looks like a walking corpse, a cadaver. Let's see another headline. The media branch of the Democrat Party, the fake news, which is just a branch of the Democrat Party, or you could just say the Democrat Party is a branch of the fake news. They're all together. The New York Times editors have posted an op-ed urging open borders. And he says, let's find the key paragraph here. Let's see here. Like their crosstown rivals at the Wall Street Journal, the editors at the New York Times are inviting their columnists to push for more immigration. The day before, the New York Times editors posted an op-ed by an Indian immigrant urging the United States to double the annual inflow, legal inflow, from 1 million to 2 million immigrants. That is a huge number, writes Breitbart, because only about 4 million Americans are born each year. And by the way, folks, those 4 million that are born each year, the number of them that are born to the invader immigrants is huge. I should know what that number is, but it's way more than 1 million. I think it might be more than 2 million. That is, I think that the current births in America may be, a majority of them may be to what I would call non-Americans. And that's bad, bad news. One of you that's kept up on your numbers better than I have, shame on me. Because these are such important numbers, all of us should be very acutely tuned in. You can let me know what the exact number is. But the implication's obvious, and we'll be right back with that after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
We're back, folks.
There's a man with a gun.
This is James Kelso on the Trump phenomenon, looking into an op-ed appearing in the New York Times today, written, now this is by a guy named Farhad Manjoo. Farhad Manjoo, M-A-N-J-O-O. And if you're familiar with Indian names, that will strike you immediately as being a very typical Indian name. And this guy is wagging his finger at you and me as real Americans whose ancestors go back 8 generations in America, and of course, 1,000 generations in Europe. And he says, my family came to the United States from our native South Africa in the late 1980s, writes Farhad Manjoo, a regular columnist at the New York Times. And then he's going to lecture us about our immigration system. He says down here, get this, get the chutzpah of this. He says, here's Breitbart says, that he says immigrants are needed. Many more. We're not getting enough immigrants, according to Mr. Farhad Manjoo. They're needed to help the U.S. elites keep pace with their rivals in China and India because Americans are just too few, too old, too infertile, and too unproductive. Now, this guy who says we're too infertile, in one of his columns, he urges American men to wear makeup. Doesn't sound like a very fertile idea to me. Anyway, but we're too infertile, writes Farhad Manju. And then here he is quoted. He says, economically, in his editorial, economically and strategically, open borders isn't just a good plan. It's the only chance we've got. Now, notice his use of we've. We've. So he is us. He is America. This non-American, Farhad Manju, he's we. So it's the only chance we've got. America is an aging nation. With a stagnant population, we have ample land. Again, he uses that we. Really, you're one of us, huh, Farhad? We have ample land to house lots more people, but we are increasingly short of workers. And on the global stage, we face two colossi, India and China, which with their billions are projected to outstrip American economic hegemony within two decades. Well, you know, I really don't appreciate first of all, calling yourself us, which you're not, Farhad, and I really don't appreciate you lecturing us on how we ought to run our people and insulting us as being infertile and old and unproductive compared to what? Your native population there in India. Now, those familiar with South African history will know that there was a considerable number of Indians who relocated to South Africa. They invaded that country and set up a subpopulation in South Africa of Indians. So your country, your native country, India, Farhad, is productive. It's fertile. It's young. And it's got lots of people. It's really cool. I wonder why you don't go back there. Why do you stay here? You know, it's so infertile. It's so old. It's so unproductive. It must be depressing to you. So that's where the New York Times is at. That's what they're promoting. And I love this. This is the polarization writ large. They are, and I love this. The liberals are coming out of the closet. They're letting us see who they really are. Not only they're for open borders. They want more immigration invasion. There you go. All right, let's look for another headline here. And the caller board is open. So if you want to call in, help yourself. Oh, and let's go back to our tweet board. Let's see if the president has tweeted in the last half hour. No, he hasn't. That last tweet we read was his most recent tweet. Here's a picture of Farhad Manju looking like a typical Indian geek with his granny glasses and his smart aleck smile and his super cool jacket, born in 1978. As I said, one of his columns advocating, this is according to his Wikipedia article, that men should be wearing makeup. Okay? Here's Mark Warner, this idiot from Virginia, who suggests that Donald Trump broke the law by revealing Pelosi's Afghanistan visit. And anything he does, any word that Donald Trump utters is is illegal and awful and bad. Here's little Adam Schiff, who had to get off that bus. He's pouting, Donald Trump is acting like he's in the fifth grade. Here's Steny Hoyer saying that Donald Trump's actions are petty and mean-spirited. See what else we've got here. Oh, here we go. In the shutdown showdown. Democrats stuck on bus. Here's a good one. From the man himself. He says, while many Democrats in the House and Senate would like to make a deal, Speaker Pelosi will not let them negotiate, said Donald Trump today. The party has been hijacked by the open borders fringe within the party. Well, we can see that fringe extends all the way to the New York Times. So as I say, I love this. The polarization has become very clear. This, you know, I say this is a wonderful time in which to live. One of the things that's wonderful about it is that it's clear. You know, there's something happening here, and what it is now is exactly clear. Not much fog about this. And the president writes, the radical left becoming the radical Democrats. And this is, these are comments that the president made in at the Pentagon. Trump vowed to continue fighting for border security. And by the way, one of the people that's been on TV in the last 48 hours that I really like, I'm trying to remember his name now, it's escaping me, but he was the head of the Border Patrol under Barack Obama. And this guy, who really has tremendous integrity, appeared on Fox on several different shows stating that we need a wall, stating that the Border Patrol people, when people whine, like Neil Cavuto would whine, that the Border Patrol people themselves are not getting paid. And this guy said, yeah, and they don't want to get paid. Their admonition to the president is, stay the course, Mr. President. Build the wall. Stand firm. Do not give in. We don't need our paycheck this week or next week or the week after that. We do need the wall. The president said in this Pentagon presentation, nothing else is going to work. Everyone knows it. Everybody is saying it now. It's just a question of time, Trump said. This should have been done many years ago. Hear, hear. Trump added that previous presidents should have taken border security as a priority, citing the ongoing crime, drugs, and illegal immigrants crossing the border. Stop human hijacking, stop drugs, stop gangs, stop criminals, Trump said. That's what we're going to do. And by the way, look at the headlines coming out of the El Chapo trial going on in the United States right now. I don't know where it's going on, but there are headlines coming out indicating that the drug cartels, and by the way, Breitbart's publicizing this. The mainstream media has been covering this up for decades. But the brutality, the number of murders, the horror of the murders, the torture, the branding of people, eviscerating, you know, gutting them, cutting their heads and hands and fingers and eyeballs and feet off, hanging them on meat hooks, that the Mexican drug cartels, they run Mexico. Watch. Watch the Mel Gibson movie. Let me remember the name. One of you callers helped me out with this. It's going to come to me in a second. But Mel Gibson's movie on the Aztecs. That's Mexico. It's a movie that's very historically accurate. He hired historians, archaeologists, people to authenticate what he was doing in that movie. And showed the horror of that culture, the brutality of it. Well, these people, that is still that culture. It is still that Aztec culture, cutting out hearts, living hearts from people on top of pyramids, hoisting in the air, blood spurting everywhere, cutting off the heads, rolling them down the pyramids, those great glorious pyramids. They were, the sides were oozing with blood from tens of thousands of human sacrifices performed continuously on top of those pyramids, to the hoots and hollers of the Aztecs below, who would catch the heads tumbling down the side of the pyramid in their nets and then toss them in their cauldrons, their pots, which were bubbling at the bottom of the pyramids. The whole family would gather around to feast on the head and limbs of a person and torso that had been thrown down the steep sides. Why were those pyramids so steep? So that these body parts could bounce all the way to the bottom and make it to the hungry crowds at the bottom. And they're all drugged up also, dancing around screaming as they chop each other up. Well, it hasn't changed. And it turns out that people like Vicente Fox and Pedro Nieto, the presidents of Mexico, as it's coming out in this El Chapo trial, are the recipients of hundreds of millions of dollars of bribe money. It turns out that the top generals of the Mexican army received from the cartels $50,000 a month in bribery money. Wow. And in the El Chapo trial, somebody, El Chapo's top, his right-hand man, said that El Chapo gave President Nieto asked for $250 million to play ball with El Chapo, and El Chapo countered with by giving him $100 million. Wow. And only Breitbart's covering it. Breitbart's got a very courageous, let's go there. They have if you look on Breitbart, you'll find they've got these various categories across the top and down the left side. And under world, you click on the world button, up comes border/cartel chronicles. And what Breitbart has, they actually have staff along the Mexican border and in Mexico, investigating incredibly courageously, investigating the control of Mexico by the cartels, who routinely assassinate, torture anybody who dares to report that story in Mexico. So this Breitbart staff is operating completely with pseudonyms, they have to, or they will be killed. But that's a gutsy thing that Breitbart is doing. Oh, here it is. Here's the headline. El Chapo gave bribe to here, let's click on that article. A new court document in the trial of Mexican drug lord El Chapo claims he gave money to the failed 2006 presidential campaign of current Mexican president Andres Manuel López Obrador. Federal prosecutors tried to keep this information about bribes paid to top Mexican politicians under seal, records revealed. The revelation came in a brief aimed at limiting witness testimony to not hurt diplomatic relations with other countries. In the court document, prosecutors revealed they tried to shield Jesus Reynaldo Zambada's from being questioned about a bribe allegedly paid to this Mexican president. And this is a document. This is the U.S. Department of Justice, Eastern District of New York, pleading with the judge, the Honorable Brian Cogan, U.S. District Judge in Brooklyn. The government respectfully submits this letter in connection with the trial in the above-referenced matter. That's El Chapo. They want to keep the lid on the information. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll go to George and Chris, or Jeff and Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot
got
to
a
gain.
Lot to gain. Hey, we're back, folks. And we've got a couple callers here in our last segment. Chris in Las Vegas and Jeff in Georgia. Let us start out of order, engineer. Let's go to Jeff in Georgia first. Jeff, you're on the air.
James, how you doing? I'm a first-time caller on your program. I've called RBN other times. I got cut off yesterday, you know, at the end of your program.
That's why I went to you first, Jeff. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, do you have a, you know, just on the side, do you have an email address that's easily found on your site somehow?
Yes, it's, easily found on the site. I don't know if it's on the RBN site, but it's 24.7keyboard@gmail.com. 24.7keyboard, K-E-Y-B-O-A-R-D, at gmail.com. And you can also just call me at 701-317-5317.
Is that a direct call to you?
As to if you called me right now, it would ring in my pocket right now.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's nice of you, James. You know, I'm 58. I don't know how old you are.
I am 70 years young.
Well, you sound like you're 35.
Well, thank you. I live right.
Yeah, that's good.
I eat raw spinach.
Yeah. Hey, God bless your generation. I have a lot of respect for them. You know, our country has changed so drastically that, you know, we've lost it. And I just wanted to ask you a few questions. You know, sure. I don't study 911, but do you believe Larry Silverstein had foreknowledge of any of the activities that happened on 9/11?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. Do you believe that Jewish power had anything to do with the John F. Kennedy coup?
Well, okay, that's let's stick with 9/11. I think that the most persuasive thing I've seen on the assassination of Kennedy points to Lyndon Johnson as the key. But there were several people involved, including J. Edgar Hoover's FBI and a bunch of people who wanted Kennedy dead. But Lyndon Johnson, I think, was the ringmaster of that assassination. But moving forward and then asking about Jewish power in that, yes. The main thing that John Kennedy had done, as far as I can know in the research, to anger anybody in the Jewish world was, I believe, that he told the government of Israel, I'm not going to tolerate you going nuclear. And he made some enemies when he said that. But we've run out of time. Jeff, and please call back again. Well, let's continue this conversation tomorrow or some other day. I love talking with you. And see you all again tomorrow night here on the Trump Phenomenon. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Speed light people. Don't stop believing. Oh, speed light people.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle it.